May have shut down Radio Row at Super Bowl 55, but we're still going footballs out all week. Brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It sort of sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Feel it, baby.
Jake Kemp.
Kristen whispers in my ear. Feel it for me. My legs are pinned by his side of the bath, holding me prisoner, giving me his easy access to the most private part of myself. Oh, please, I whisper. I try to stiffen my legs as my body goes rigid. I think you're clean enough now, he murmurs and stops.
Clean?
Wait, no. My body is ragged. Why are you stopping? Because I have other plans for you, Anastasia. Wait, oh my, but I was... That's not fair. Turn around.
Okay.
I need washing, too.
Washing? Yuck.
Washing?
I need washing, too.
From fake Wade to David Minot.
Washing.
Thank you, Jake. Oh, boy. Eatsy's and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you Dan the Dom.
I want you to become well acquainted on a first-name basis with my favorite and most cherished part of my body. I'm very attached to this. It was big and growing. And above the waterline.
What does that even mean?
You don't know? I'll show you.
Oh. All right, we're going to go back to 50 Shades of Jub in a moment.
How far along is he?
But here's the 120-something
pages.
Okay.
Hey.
Bob, Corby, Danny.
I glanced up at him.
Corby Davidson and Danny Baylor.
Face to face with his wicked grin. He's enjoying my astounded expression. I realized...
We'll go back to Jeb in a minute. Are we all happy so far?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah, I am. I honestly...
I'm really looking forward to your show.
If you just told me from 3 to 7,
fine,
you just left him up to read 200 or 300 pages, I'd listen.
I really wonder how the station would do because,
yeah,
you know, when the bone change formats, you know, any format change, it'll be run the same song over
just
and over
one
for
DMB
or something,
song
and then they usually do pretty well in the ratings for that day.
Yeah,
what if it was just Jub reading? Could that be a future ticket bet payoff that one day so and so will just read all day? That will be it. And we'll go in and out of breaks. Oh. There's no reset.
Yeah,
I feel like we'd kill it.
He's basically doing it, say, for...
Corby's right. If
a
I heard...
couple segments in his show. So you just add that in, and yeah, I would listen.
If I heard nothing but Jub this afternoon.
Yeah.
I rewound the app this morning to make sure I heard the first appearance of 50 Shades of Mood.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
Hey, can I ask a quick question about my bet? The
beer
bet?
Sure.
It's not for you. It's for Bob.
Well, so he's sitting down right now.
This doesn't have anything to do with you. This is a conversation.
Well, look at that.
I thought the bet was the bet was the group bet, right? We're in the trust tree.
No. This is a bet with Bob.
Okay.
What's up?
So my question is this, and I want to preface it by saying I will absolutely do whatever you say, however you say.
But sounds like 50 Shades.
I have one question.
Yes, sir. Sure
again,
does.
If you say, look, F it, this is it, then that's it.
Okay.
My question is this, because I was reading about how to grow a beard.
What are you, one?
Step one, don't shave.
Yeah, grow the beard.
So my question is this.
Uh-huh.
Not with clippers, not with a razor, anything like that. Am I allowed to take scissors and maybe every month or something do the top of my lip so that it doesn't get in my... You can't hear it when I talk?
Scissor me.
So like it's just... It's not cutting the volume, but it's just... Scissor around the top of the lip so that... Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
why don't we wait
thanks.
Till we
Jake,
get to bridges before we attempt to cross them?
Jake, can you hang on?
I just looked at some people that said, like, this is 6 months without shaving, and you'll hear it when I speak.
Jake, can I talk to my client real quick?
You're not involved.
Bob.
You're not involved.
I think that if we agree to this, then it's not owning up to the spirit of the bet.
No, we said you
it'll be like baseball owners in free agency. First, we give them this little bit,
no,
and then all of a sudden,
you can shave.
If I were you, I would decline.
So, north of the wall, when they're growing their beards out and they have yet to invent scissors, how do they work around this issue?
Mm-hmm.
They do have a trimmer.
When do you think what do you think blades were invented? Like, you know, when fire was made?
Hey, he's making fun of you right now.
It didn't really have a soothing shaving cream. So, I mean,
a ball.
Now, I feel like the spirit of a bet not being run with is happening right now. I don't feel like Jubb has read for the past few minutes. I'm watching your mouth. It's not moving.
Yeah, it is.
I think we're just potting
you down. I was listening to the show. I was getting the dog and listening to the show.
The neck I get, that's going to be the most uncomfortable.
Why don't you do the show for the P1s?
Off, and we just wanted you to keep reading, and we'll pot you up occasionally, but this is not a fun time for Jubb.
Why not? I like this segment.
Yeah, keep reading.
Oh, now he likes
you read.
All he does is rip.
Quickly, he clambers out of the belly.
That's not what he says off the air.
My neck will eventually
giving me my first full glimpse
of my lower hair region. That's going to happen.
Well, yeah, you're fine to mow that down. We don't care about that.
But the lip, it's going to, you'll hear it. I'm going to be.
I'm just saying.
In my
there
mouth
will be a time when it will be affecting you, and then you can make your plea. But
the problem is, if I do it then it's, oh, are you going back on this now? I figure if we get in front of it now, then I've attempted.
Well, it's up to Bob.
Could
I suppose.
Could we?
He's a softy.
I would like to table this and take it on a snip-by-snip basis. May we do that? And
sure.
Just kind of see where we're at.
Yep. Maybe on the air we'll do it.
Wiener.
Yep.
Yes. And I promise to be a...
No
cutting
off the air.
I promise to be a benevolent jury in this particular case.
Just keep your partner out of
bottom. Just call me, Jake, and we'll talk about some things, okay? Or have some people that you know call me.
I don't know who you are.
It's Thursday.
Why'd you just yell out scrotum?
I'm just doing Bob drops.
Anus.
It's Butt Thursday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year, 330 days remain in 2021. This is the day in 1974 that newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst, she was 19, was kidnapped by the Radical Symbionese Liberation Army. Is she alive?
Is that like the Sibian? What is that?
Okay.
No, yeah, she's got
to
be alive.
Nothing to do with the
Sibian. Wait, did she die of she die cancer?
Did she
get the cancer?
I mean, it's a strange thing
cancer.
To form an army around.
Didn't
but...
she have the syndrome? Where you
Stockholm, yes, she did. Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, she was
scrotum.
Very
still
alive. Stick around.
Still
scrotum syndrome?
She's 66 and very alive, Cooper.
Very sympathetic to her captors in the Symbionese Liberation Army, the SLA, if you will.
Do we have enough kidnappings nowadays?
She bought a Sibian in
discuss.
Fact.
Exactly.
I mean, you get hit with those Amber Alerts pretty often, but it seems like it usually is like, oh, they were just...
deadbeat dad or something.
Or just lost.
Boring!
See, I had the same thought about serial killers watching Night Stalker. Like, man, it's been a rough couple decades.
Have you seen that, Dan?
Oh, yeah. You're
Dude,
done?
No.
That's wild.
In. Yes.
Are you done, Bob?
Yeah.
Funny.
Is that on Netflix?
Funny.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, we don't...
I don't know
the last one
funny.
I could think of was the DC Sniper, where we were seeing on the news every night, like you are on Night Stalker. Like, and he's still out there. So,
man, do you understand?
Like, that's not really possible.
So you want more things like that to happen?
How freaked out you would have been living in Los Angeles back then.
Oh, my God.
That was 6 months, too.
Yeah.
Dan would have bought some Avias.
Don't think I didn't.
It's never too late.
Do a little shopping about 2 weeks ago.
To look for Avia?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Having fun with
why?
With shoes.
I don't get it.
What do you not get?
Why are you buying something that a serial killer wore?
Why do people wear
Ford Bronco?
Why do people wear Charles Manson shirts?
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
It's like I couldn't figure out why all those chicks were sending him nude photos
it's
and
like
stuff like that.
Wearing a shirt that says JonBenet knows who killed her.
Hey, whoa, a little too close to home, but also factually correct.
True.
Cross them,
Jake. Can you hang on?
I just looked at some people that said like this is 6 months without shaving, and you'll hear it when I speak.
Jake, can I talk to my client real quick?
You're not involved.
Bob.
You're not involved.
I think that if
yes,
we
sir.
Agree to this, then it's not owning up to the spirit of the bet.
No, we said you
It'll
grow,
be like baseball owners in free agency. First, we give them this little bit,
no,
and then all of a sudden, oh, okay, well, now
all
you
right,
can shave
if I were
neck.
You, I would
okay.
decline.
So, north of the wall, when they're growing their beards out, and they have yet to invent scissors How do they work around this issue?
Mm-hmm.
They do have a trimmer.
When do you think what do you think blades were invented? Like, you know, when fire was made?
Hey,
he's making fun of you right now.
They didn't really have a soothing shaving cream. So, I mean,
a balm.
Now, I feel like the spirit of a bet not being run with is happening right now. I don't feel like Jubb has read for the past few minutes. I'm watching your mouth. It's not moving.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
I think we're just potting.
I was listening
you down.
To the show. I was getting the dog and listening to the show.
The
neck I get, that's going to be the
like,
most uncomfortable.
Why don't you do the show for the P1s?
Off, and we just wanted you to keep reading, and we'll pot you up occasionally, but this is not a fun time for Jubb.
Why not? I like this segment.
Yeah, keep reading.
Oh, now he likes
you read.
All he does is rip.
Maybe quickly he clambers out of the body.
That's not what he says off the air.
My neck will eventually
given me my first full
to
glimpse
my,
of the
lower hair region. That's going to happen.
Well, yeah, you're fine to mow that down. We don't care about that.
But the lip, it's going to. You'll hear it. I'm going to be.
I'm just saying.
Be in my
there
mouth
will be a time when it will be affecting you, and then you can make your plea. But
the problem is, if I do it then it's oh, are you going back on this now? I figure if we get in front of it now, then I've.
Well, it's up to Bob.
Could
I
we?
Suppose.
Could we?
He's a softy.
I would like to table this and take it on a snip-by-snip basis. May we do that? And
sure.
Just kind of see where we're at.
Yep. Maybe yep. On the air we'll do it.
Waiter.
Yep.
Yes. And I promise to be a...
No
cutting
off yep. The air.
Yep.
I promise to be a benevolent
back
jury in this front. Particular case.
Just keep your partner out of
bottom.
It.
Just Dana call me, there. Jake, and we'll talk about some things, okay? Or have some people that you know call me.
I don't know who Scrotum.
You
are. It's Thursday.
Why'd you just yell out scrotum?
I'm just doing Bob drops.
Anus.
It's Butt Thursday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year. 330 days remain in 2021. This is the day in 1974 that newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst, she was 19, was kidnapped by the radical Symbionese Liberation Army. Is she alive?
Is that like the Sibian? What is that?
Okay.
No, yeah, she's got
to
be alive.
Nothing to do with the.
Or wait, did she die? She died cancer.
Did
she
die?
Get the cancer?
I mean, it's a strange thing
cancer.
To form an army around.
Didn't
but...
she have the syndrome? Where you
Stockholm? Yes,
yeah.
She did. Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, she was
scrotum.
Very
still alive.
Stick around.
Still
scrotum
alive.
Syndrome.
She's 66 and very alive. Cooper.
Very sympathetic to her captors in the Symbionese Liberation Army, the SLA, if you will.
Do we have enough
bought
kidnappings
it, fact,
nowadays?
So she no. Bought a Sibian in
discuss.
Fact.
Exactly.
I mean, you get hit with those
up
Amber
here.
Alerts pretty often, but it seems like it usually is like, oh, they were just...
deadbeat dad or something.
Or just lost.
Boring!
See, I had the same thought about serial killers watching Night Stalker. Like, man, it's been a rough couple decades.
Have you seen that, Dan?
Oh, yeah. You're
dude,
done?
No.
That's couple- wild.
To win. Yes.
Are you done, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. Is that on Netflix?
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, we don't...
I don't know
the last
if it's
one
funny.
I can think of was the DC Sniper, where we were seeing on the news every night, like you are on Night Stalker, like, and he's still out there. So,
man, do you understand?
Like, that's not really possible.
So you want more things like that to happen?
How freaked out you would have been living in Los Angeles
oh
back
my
then.
God.
That was 6 months, too.
Yeah.
Dan would have bought some Avias.
Don't think I didn't.
It's never too late.
Do a little shopping about 2 weeks ago
to look for a Via.
Uh huh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Having fun with
why?
With shoes.
I don't get it.
What do you not get?
Why are you buying something that a serial killer wore?
Why do
I'm
people
get
wear
a Ford Bronco?
Why do people wear Charles Manson shirts?
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
It's like I couldn't figure out why all those chicks were sending him nude photos
it's
and
like
stuff like that.
Wearing a shirt that says JonBenet knows who killed her.
Hey, whoa, a little too close to home, but also factually correct.
True.
P1 birthdays. We have my buddy Pexter's birthday.
Pexter.
Peter with an X. He says
Pexter.
His name is Pexter.
What?
His leaders are Vag Radio and kidnapping victim Elizabeth Smart on The Masked Dancer.
What?
Yeah. Elizabeth Smart.
That?
Yeah, we talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
Would like to hear his...
You may remember her.
Dan call his wife a bitch. Dude. That's Cade Story. Jackie. She's a bitch.
Yeah, it was like Carl Banks was another one. You may remember Carl for being an outstanding linebacker in the Bill Parcells days of the New York Giants and Elizabeth Smart. Who was kidnapped and brutally raped over and over for years and years and years.
That's right, Miss Moth. Take it off.
To Business Dan and my Richland Hills brother, shout out to my son Trey Meyer. He's 10. His leader is Van.
Oh, sweet Van.
And Dutch's jokes. He would like to hear Van scream.
Shut the f- It's not him.
Van, wow.
Looking forward to Tall Boy Friday from Kurt Meyer.
You gotta get that kid under control.
So, good dude, Kurt. 1P1 would like to factor in the beard discussion.
Oh, I'm sure this will be...
This will be pro Jake.
Yeah.
Would you settle for, if he has to trim his upper lip, he has to shave it all the way down and then just kind of go Abe Lincoln the rest of the way? Completely clean mustache and beard and neck.
Bad, man, that would be awesome.
Not bad.
Start taking a horse and carriage to work.
Interesting.
I'm going to stick with our original. I will present my lip to the council.
Okay.
Don't forget that one, Bob.
Okay.
You know, Tom Hanks didn't have any trouble when he was on a deserted island skinning fish and talking to his volleyball.
Ashley.
His face looked fine.
Picture of me. It's my boyfriend's birthday. His name is Clint. His dirty 30. His heroes are What's in Norm's Underwear and Line 4 Guy and Saroy. Hashtag fins up. Would like to hear What's in Norm's Underwear from Ashley Andrew.
Clashley.
Let's see. Let's check in with Jeb. See where he's at.
With humored horror. S.
Oh.
It's my mother.
Oh.
He pulls of me. Suddenly, I wince. He sits up on the bed and throws the used into a wastebasket.
Condom?
Come on, we need to get dressed. That's if you want to meet my mother. He grins, leaps off the bed, and pulls on his jeans. No underwear. I struggle to sit up as I'm still tethered. Christian, I can't move.
All right.
He grins.
We'll go back.
I'm into it now.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty hooked.
I'm all in.
Yeah, wait
my
a minute.
My twin brother, Elliot, is 30 today. His leader is Tier 1 Toned Uterus Jake.
Firm, baby.
He'd like to ask Bob what he thinks about this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams.
Whoa!
One of the best Buccaneers
We also have a Jeremy Winkler wishes happy birthday to everyone's favorite set of identical twin P1s, Elliot and Nick Nolan.
Why would we have been discussing the most futile seasons in Tampa Bay Bucs history?
Jason Garrett's here there.
Okay.
If you could acknowledge NRH's superiority to Southlake, I think that would be a fitting birthday gift.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They got a better water slide park.
That's true. Cleverly named.
We couldn't do that. And then my husband Gabe is 38. Indeed, I woke him up in that special way. His leaders are Corby and their mutual full-blown Chinese friend.
No shout out to YJ.
Kelly Deerking, realtor.
Deerking.
What, he Merkin? Added realtor on the end of it?
She says she's a realtor.
They kind of all do.
Cool. Not to be mistaken for the Capitol riot.
Unless
realtor.
You're Jen Orion, line four guy, my queen.
How would you qualify your name with realtor?
Well, like, it's like doctor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
She is like a doctor.
You had to go to school for like a day to get that title.
She's like a doctor of real estate.
Right. Oh.
A doctorate of real estate.
You have to go to a luncheon?
Of land.
Right. There's a speaker. All right. You're a realtor.
All right. Everybody stand and raise your right hand.
So you have to be 36 with a boob job and drive a Jetta.
Jeez, man.
Well, I really hope we don't see the return of the luncheon.
That's a reduction.
What a horrible concept.
So to speak.
Man.
Well, there is luncheon there.
What?
Yeah, but you got to listen to
Why
somebody
are you anti-luncheon?
Drone on with their BS just to get a sandwich.
Luncheons
are
delicious.
They always hire someone to speak.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes they lay down on the ground. Like, what happened to you guys?
Only if you're lucky.
Elsewhere in birthdays, 39 years old today, Joel Klatt.
Whoa.
I bet you he's not handling that well.
He'll be 39 forever.
I bet you Expo is trying to spread the word.
Look, guys.
Why couldn't I have been Joel McHale?
Okay, I like it.
Carly Patterson, 33.
Whoa!
How old's her box?
Shout out to Carly.
Her box is only, what, 33 minus 18?
Shoot the gorilla.
18? How old was she when she was on the Wheaties box? And they were...
Yeah.
Why? What are you saying?
Nothing.
Isn't the famous drop?
Yes, from Jamie Gary.
Let's hear it.
You got Carly box? Yep.
See?
Yep.
I think everybody knows what I'm referring to.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Box of cereal.
What am I, Jub?
Didn't bring it down to show us.
Okay, speaking of.
I don't know. I think I threw the perfect lob.
I make a call. I murmur. I just want to hear Kate's voice. He frowns. The photographer? His jaw clenches and his eyes burn.
Boring.
I blink at him. I don't like to share.
We'll go back.
Flaccid. Yeah. Going flaccid.
Yeah.
What? Nick Hayden is 35.
Who?
Nick Hayden. Former cowboy.
Yes.
Was he the one?
Pat Hayden's
yes.
kid.
It was called the Golden
Cock. Pat Hayden's kid.
He was.
Oh, here we go. Now your job.
It's a sports reference.
All right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Hempstead.
Oh, speaking of that, Lawrence Taylor is 62. I once walked
Good
in
dude.
On him when he was going potty.
I once walked in on him.
You walked in on him in the bathroom, but he wasn't going potty.
He had to smoke a cigar with Will to calm down at ticket stock.
You know what we offered his agent?
What's that, Corey?
A kilo?
No.
I heard this. I can't confirm it. Okay? So this is not coming from me.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
We offered him an eight ball and an eighth grader.
Snake.
And I will be back on February 4th of next year for the same joke.
Oscar De La Hoya, 48. Jaworski Lane is 34.
Wow.
Aggie, he's a big old man. Is he still alive?
What?
He's 34.
This wouldn't be the first time.
That what?
That we got these birthdays wrong when somebody died.
He's still alive.
All right, he was a big guy. You never know with these big people.
Yeah, 34.
I met his daughter.
A running back, you know.
Yeah, I met his daughter.
Jake.
Did she choke?
Hunter Biden is 51.
Wow.
Dude.
He has a new book coming out.
You want to know how his wife can easily remember his birthday? Because it's Hunter's brother's birthday was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't even have to. She's like, oh, yeah, I just kind of remember it's around the beginning of February. I get a gift.
Have you guys seen
Do you think the Russians colluded with him for his birthday?
Have you guys seen the leaked Hunter Biden sex tape?
No, Jake, I haven't.
They downloaded secret birthday messages to his laptop.
It's awesome.
It's awesome?
You've seen it. Why would you search that?
Like a dancing Putin wishing him a happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Things get sent to me and I watch them. He's a feet guy. At least in this video.
Why are you watching that?
I'm a journalist.
I'm a journalist.
Hempstead.
Hannibal Buress is 38.
Took down Bill Cosby.
He did.
From Baba Beans and a fine Chianti.
Alice Cooper is 73.
Craig's friend.
Rob Corddry, 50.
My friend, the great Rob Corddry.
Kind of funny sometimes.
Have you met Rob Corddry?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
He was great on The Daily Show.
We were in a hot tub together at a ski resort. And
we were in a hot tub together at a ski resort. Please continue.
Did you stay in the year that you were in? Or did you
have a segment called that?
It was like in 87.
Okay. Born on this day, now dead.
We were there to see Motley Lou and
Charles Lindbergh. Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks.
Byron Nelson and Dick Seaman, the auto racer.
Byron Nelson.
Seems impossible.
The great Byron Nelson.
Who once let Walter Hagen use his hat to shield his eyes from the sun on the closing hole at Cedar Crest in the 1927 PGA Championship.
I thought you were going to say to go potty in his hat.
You don't ask an 11-year-old Byron Nelson for his hat and then go potty in it.
You never know back then.
Depends on what you're into.
You're trying to win a major.
Said. I feel like we just need it.
I mean, you know, there's lots of shades of gray, bro.
We now, of that, turn up the production room.
Her well-being. The dominant and the submissive agree and acknowledge that all that occurs under the terms of this contract will be consensual, confidential, and subject to agreed limits and safety procedures set out in this contract.
Contract?
The dominant and the submissive each warrant
like a
that
sex
they
contract?
Suffer from no sexual serious infections,
infections
or life-threatening
that's no fun,
illness.
Right? That's working with a net.
Including but not limited to HIV.
You have a contract.
If you're dating me, you're getting an infection.
Talking about STDs.
If during the terms as defined below or any extended term of this contract, either party should be diagnosed with or become aware of such illness, he or she undertakes to inform the other immediately and in any event prior to any form of physical contact between the parties. Adherence to the above warrants, agreements, and undertakings and any additional limits, safety procedures agreed under Clause 3 are fundamental to this contract. Any breach shall render it void with immediate effect, and each party agrees to fully responsible to be the consequence of any breach. The dominant shall take responsibility for the well-being and proper training, guidance, and discipline.
Do you guys want to keep the Zoom feed? I can keep that rolling for you.
Every time we tune into Jubb, it just sounds like a bunch of sexual legalese.
Right.
So this guy drew up a contract?
Herein referred to as the dominant.
That was the whole basis. He drew up a contract for.
I would enjoy Jubb Cam, yes.
You want to keep it?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Make sure he's not just playing ball in a cup the whole time.
The ball in a cup.
Yeah, that's the thing. He'll take a nap on you. Big old Jeb. Big old self.
Trying to read through nap time. That's not easy.
Well, let's say goodbye to Jeb, Jake. We don't get him till
Friday
tomorrow.
Friday evenings through
Jeb.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Jeb, do you read me?
Gotcha. What's up?
We wish you well in the next how many? You guys are only on three more hours, right?
Yeah, only.
Boy, he gets off.
How many pages you got left?
Oh, Moses.
400.
Like 300.
Well, he's into the contract.
I'm up to 166.
Okay.
We're making progress.
After the contract, I bet it gets good.
That's a long book, man.
It is.
A buck. All right, we'll see you, George.
Whoa. Bye.
That's why today doesn't suck.
We should have let him read a leaflet.
Look at Jackie. Broadcasting live.